it's the centenary. It's 100 years since the formation of our combined cadet force. As well as that, obviously, it is 100 years since the start of the First World War. So we will have a joint parade. I wouldn't want to say celebration in view of the First World War, but a joint parade to remember both events.
There is a long history of the school. I believe it's been open for 500 years, but it has a deep history entwined within World War One. So what is the connection really between the conflict and this school?
Yeah, well, we have upstairs, we've got a memorial library, and in there are the names of old boys, and these are old Ancastrians who died during the First World War. So we had a lot of boys, essentially, who went off to fight and didn't come back.
So is it important for the school and the youngsters now who are up and coming in the force to remember the sacrifices that previous generations made?
Oh, absolutely right, absolutely right. And then in the Second World War, which we're not remembering at this time, you know, even more, we lost even more boys. So it's extremely important, and given the political events at the moment, for people to realise what's going on and sacrifices that have happened in the past.
A large proportion of the school leavers went straight to war. Mm. Does that show the kind of commitment, the sacrifice that kind of everybody wanted to go in 1914?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, obviously I wasn't around in 1914, but it does seem that was the spirit of the time, that young people wanted to do their bit for king and country.
The commemorations and celebrations, partly on Friday, that are taking place. What's the order of service?
Okay, well, we'll start off. We've got a big parade. We've got a band coming, band of the King's Division. They'll march on, and then we'll start straight away with the roll of the dead, and we'll read out the list. And one boy for each of our dead old boys. We'll have a cross. He'll march out, and he'll plant his cross in our memorial poppy garden. So that's quite a somber start to the parade. Once that has been duly recognised, then we'll move on to sort of the second part, where we celebrate the 100 years of the history and what the boys have got out of it, the leadership training and the self-reliance work that we do.
And I believe, are the girls involved as well from the grammar school?
Yeah, there are as well. We have a few girls in the RAF and in the Navy, and it gives a, as you can imagine, a different dimension to the training from the boys' point of view.
So because it's the 100th anniversary for the both occasions, mm-hmm. this is a special event. You're hoping to do more events in the future to commemorate the CCF and World War One, because the centenary is obviously 4 years long.
Oh, that's right. We need to get our thinking caps on. We've got 4 years to think about it, but hopefully it can be a more, so it's quite a somber occasion today. But you can't celebrate the start of a war, but you can celebrate the end of one, can't you? So in 4 years' time, we'll have another opportunity and another an excuse for something more pleasurable.